Hi, I'm breaking you out of an underground fight club, and I'm Allison.
And I am forcing my friend to shoot a can off my head with her bow and arrow to assert my dominance. I'm Evan.
And we are Cheryl's bitches. This episode was chaotic. Very few things actually happened.
It's so weird to me because I'm like, this episode, I think, is two episodes, but they were just both like, we actually don't have enough content for a full episode here, so we're just gonna smush them together into one episode. Because it feels like about halfway through the episode, it should be an entirely different episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is like, it's one of these things of like, I definitely thought this happened later in the season. And
That
so this is chapter 40, The Great Escape, which every time I hear or like see the phrase The Great Escape, there was an amusement park outside of where I lived in New York that was called The Great Escape. So I always think of the amusement park, even though I know it's a very common expression. But
See,
it's The Great Escape because Archie is escaping
escaping.
prison.
See, when I hear The Great Escape, I think of the Gwen Stefani song. So.
Yeah, that's probably more common. Yeah, so like Archie breaks out of jail. Jughead is fucking insane. I do like episodes when Jughead is supposed to be the bad guy because I always think Jughead's the bad guy. So I'm like, yes, they're on my side.
No, and there were multiple moments where I was like, Cole Sprouse is actually giving a performance here. Like,
I definitely have that in my notes at some points.
me
He's
too.
doing something. He's good at playing crazy.
He's.
I want to see him in the whatever Frankenstein movie.
Yeah, I saw that. I was
Did
like,
you?
it's like the one that's in the 80s, right?
Yes,
Yeah, I saw the
it's like.
trailers for that, and I'm like, tentatively very excited for it because I'm like Cole Sprouse,
It
it
comes out like on Valentine's Day.
brings up red flags, but like generally love an 80s like rom-com-esque like teenage coming of age throwback film,
It's Diablo Cody, man. I will be
and I love
seated
Diablo Cody,
whatever
so
she does. So I probably will see that. But anyway, so yeah, they're talking about so the episode starts with Archie in prison talking about their plan to escape. And can I just say,
This plan.
I was like, what? Like, it seemed like they came up with this on the spot. Like, there was
No,
no forethought.
it's very confusing to me because Archie just walks up to Joaquin and is like, okay, here. Or wait, no, it's. Whatever. One of them walks up to the other one. I don't remember who does what. And is like, here is the plan. We need to go now. And I'm like, we couldn't have discussed this beforehand.
Two, they're like out in the yard, and two of the other prisoners get into a like fight. So then the guards are distracted. So Archie's like, let's go now, which seems like such a stupid plan. And it's also the whole reason he was like 2 or 3 episodes ago when he's like, we need to break out. It was because he found a pickaxe.
That,
The
yes.
pickaxe is not part of this plan.
It's never brought up in this episode.
Their
The
plan is literally just to run and try to climb. I guess they did find out what they found out beforehand is like part of the electric fence
it's
part on top
so
of it is broken or something. So they're able to, if they are able to scale the entire fence and get over the barbed wire, then they're not going to be like electrocuted. So.
This is okay, so this was my thought. This is a massive like security thing in this prison because they built this prison and built like a really tall fence and put like barbed wire on top, like you normally would at a prison. But then where it met the building, there was like this little triangle that was actually pretty big, but it was like a little triangle that wasn't covered in fencing or anything. And so they were like, we're just gonna string like electric wires across there so that people can't get through. Which like fine, but like, there's just what if there's a power outage? Like, there's just this seems like a really poor design of
Yeah.
the prison.
Don't worry, it doesn't work. I mean, there's like guard. This is the issue. So they're like start running and they make a run for it. And
Yeah.
Joaquin falls over. And of course, before they even get to the fence, Joaquin just falls, just like trips
He
and
trips.
falls. And of course,
Well, because there's like a
Archie.
mad dash to get to the fence, and I think someone trips him.
Yeah. There's like other people going. Yeah. So of course, Archie has to go back and pick up Joaquin. Like, no, you don't. No, you don't. Whatever. And then they go and they start scaling the fence, but the guards start shooting rubber bullets at them, and people start like falling off, and then they all end up falling off. And noticeably, Archie covers Joaquin's body. Like
Yeah.
after they both fall off the fence, he covers his body while they're sh like the guards are still shooting rubber bullets, which is just like, Archie, you're just gay at this point. Like you don't need to protect him this much. He's a hardened criminal, and you're like just Archie from down the street. Their dynamic is so weird this episode.
Yeah, I just wrote they flapped so hard. Then Betty goes into the bunker and finds Jughead and the gang playing Griffins and Gargoyles. So what we saw at the end of the last episode, Betty is immediately suspicious and is like, Jughead, what's going on? And tries to tell him what Alice told her. And all of that fun stuff, what she's discovered. And Betty's like, you need to stop playing this game. And Jughead's like, no, didn't you, don't you understand? I'm learning so much about Riverdale. And Betty's like, we need to discuss this. What is happening? Go to a mental institution, please.
Incoherent rant about how they've been playing the game off board for so long, and like he sounds like a crazy person. And Betty's just trying to focus on like one of our parents killed the principal back then, don't you care? And Jughead is like, Elderveyr is an anagram for Riverdale, so it's all the game, we've been playing it. And we do find out some information that one, G and G only exists in Riverdale, so they like couldn't find any information about it online. Yeah, and Jughead is, I said, Jughead is cray cray, and Betty is winning the IDGAF war because she's just like, okay, and leaves him to be crazy in the bunker.
She says, so she eventually like gives up and she says, fine, as long as you're safe down here, that's one less thing for me to worry about.
She literally doesn't care. Oh, this whole episode is just her being like, I don't have time for you, Jughead.
No, literally the whole episode is her just being like, I we don't have time to unpack this right now. Let's move on.
Then we see at the lodges, Veronica is eating her breakfast, and I said she has really cute glasses on.
No, I said
And
that too.
Slay, Hiram comes back from a run very sweaty. Which I think
She
the show always overdoes how sweaty you get on a run, because like how do you get that sweaty?
It's called covering yourself in oil. That's what it is. I wrote that he's glistening, in my notes. Veronica is eating her breakfast and Hiram is like, oh, did you hear? Archie tried to escape. I guess they're just gonna have to add a sent an extra year to his sentence. That sucks. He is so gay in this episode.
Like,
He is the epitome of a messy gay in this episode.
I said it was like, oh my God. If anyone has heard of The Traitors, season two is happening right now, which is just like reality TV show villains being cunty to each other. And I'm like, when will Hiram be on Traitors?
I need Hiram on Traitors.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, my friend, the warden, told me all about it. And Veronica's like, well, I'm gonna put you in prison, Daddy. Which, like, okay. This is one of those episodes where Veronica is like popping off. I will say she does actually succeed at something this episode,
Yeah.
so I'm not gonna be too mean.
She's exiting her flop era, as we've said. So yeah, then Hiram calls the warden when she leaves. And we
Then
find out.
we Archie is tied down to a prison bed with ropes. Which one? I'm like, why not just handcuff him? Like, this is a prison. Don't you have handcuffs? He's strapped down to the bread with the bread with the bed with like these giant ropes. And of course, it's Archie. Archie is so Archie this episode. He's like,
Archie's
it
so
was
Archie.
all my idea. Don't punish anyone else. It was all me. Then the warden brands him, which I said, okay, Nexium. I just say about Nexium? Okay, I had like obviously heard some things about it, but I finally like this was like months ago, but I watched a documentary about it, and Nexium, like the headquarters, was in the specific town I lived in New York, like the specific suburb. So I'm like, we definitely, and it wasn't peak. I didn't live there in peak Nexium times, but like when it was like starting and getting founded, I lived there. I'm like, how many Nexium bitches did I talk to?
That's crazy.
Isn't that scary? I'm like, I wonder if any of like my friends' parents were like low-key in Nexium. Anyway, that's a fun fact for you. Clifton Park, New York.
Okay. So yeah, that's he says he's gonna punish Archie by branding him. Then Betty is talking to Josie, Kevin, and Reggie in the green and gold room. And it's like, here's what my mom told me. And they're like, no way. Our parents did not play G and G. Kevin and Josie are like, our parents weren't dating. What?
They're such denial about this, and they're dating now, so
Yeah,
I'm
I
like,
don't.
it's not that crazy of an idea.
Anyways, the point is that Betty wants them to snoop on their parents for her. Subtly. But my most important takeaway of this scene is simply that Josie is serving so hard. She's wearing like a black tank top and then this skirt that makes the outfit. Like it is the outfit. It is vertically striped with like a symmetrical pattern of thick stripes and they're like blue, orange, red, and white stripes. It's so good. It's so good.
I wrote that descriptive of an explanation of the outfit too because it really slayed. Then
Yeah.
we see Veronica is talking to Elio. Shout out to a king, which
So
one
I
we
couldn't
should.
remember Elio's name, so in my notes I just put down Mob Sun Guy.
So he was like the casino guy from season two. And he wants, of course, to add like different casino games to the speakeasy. And Veronica says, thank you for mansplaining my business to me.
She said, feminism. I am a girl boss.
That is, I think, her first mansplain
It might actually be the
drop,
first
but
mansplain of the show.
not, oh yeah, but not her last.
Dear,
Certainly not her
definitely not Veronica's last. She says that a lot. It becomes a trademark.
last. So Veronica is like, the prison has ties to the mob, which like, of course it does. Doesn't your dad own, but okay, whatever. She just found that out, I guess. And Elio says that he can try to help get some information about what's going on with Archie because she's not, she says, like, I'm not even allowed to like talk to Archie anymore. And Elio says he will help if he gets like a favor in return. So
Yeah. Next scene, Jughead is attempting to write, I think their next quest is the aim, but essentially he's just sitting at his typewriter and flopping. And then Joni and Cheryl barge in because Sweet Pea and Fangs have stolen her arrows and are like wildly shooting them off at camp. And shot one into the tent while, to quote Cheryl, Tony and I were having a rendezvous.
what was this?
This scene makes no sense. It is never like, it's just, why is this here?
I completely misremembered how this episode ended, so I thought it was all gonna connect, but don't worry, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It 100% does not.
I guess it kind of does, but whatever. So then Jughead goes and like questions them, and Sweet Pea and Fangs want to go off board and want to like go on another quest, and says that other groups are doing off board, and Jughead's like, I'm the game master. So he grabs a can, backs up like to a tree, puts the can on his head, tells Fangs to give Cheryl back the bow and arrow because she's the Deadeye. She's the
She's the
Deadeye.
Deadeye.
And he's like, Cheryl, shoot! Commands her to shoot. And she like has great aim, so it just hits the can and doesn't like kill Jughead or anything. But he's like, oh, Sweet Pea, why don't you go do this? Put a can on your head and have Cheryl shoot. Because I guess that's a defense. Like, what is this argument?
It's just like, I fully don't understand. So he's like attempting to assert his dominance as like the Serpent King slash Game Master. Because part of what this is Sweet Pea and Fangs are like, you already run the gang, so why can't we do what we want to do in this like game that we're using to escape
Yes.
reality?
And it's
And
also like they have certain positions in the game, and like they were playing with the arrows, which like they're not the Deadeye. So it's like only Cheryl is qualified to do that.
But like, I just don't understand. It's more of like I don't understand how Cheryl shooting a can off of his head. I guess it's like showing trust in Cheryl, but like,
I think it's mostly to be like, wow, Jughead's really fallen off the deep end here. He's not
yeah,
mentally
no, that's why this
well.
scene is here. Is just to be like, all of the serpents, well, the five serpents that we care about, are going crazy because of griffins and gargoyles.
So then we get a quick scene of Veronica gets a call, and Elio is like, I can get you to see Archie. And she's like, should I go visit the prison? And he's like, no, you have to wear a disguise and like meet me here. And she has to come as his date to see Archie. And she's like, date to what?
He says, I can't tell you, or something like that. Then FP shows up and talks to Jughead about G&G real fast. And Jughead's like, I know you played in high school. Alice told us everything, essentially. And FP's like, well, that's just Alice's version of things. So like, don't trust what you believe, or what trust what you've heard, or something. And so then Jughead's like, just tell me what happened, Dad. And FP's just like, we don't know who killed him. Like, no one knows. It could be anyone. It's been like haunting me for years. I've been thinking about this for so long. It's driving me crazy. And Jughead's just like, well, I know it's got to be the Game Master. Which, okay, Jughead, like, whatever.
Because only the game master has the power, or it's some game master,
It's a
basically
Game
saying
Master.
whoever set up the whole Ascension party killed the principal, which like duh, like
Obviously, like, that's just, everyone knew that. That wasn't, you're not discovering anything, Jughead.
one thing about the scene is FP is like when he's like, that's Alice's version, not mine. I'm like, I don't know how your version could make you less culpable because like they were all doing fizzle rocks. What
Yeah.
was it that just hit the street and according
That
to
just hit the
Alice?
streets. They're new on the streets.
They were all high except Alice because she was pregnant. So I'm like, I don't think I trust your story more, FP. No offense.
And it's not like Alice's story was incriminating anyone. It just like wasn't exonerating anyone. Which
Yeah.
like, at that point, FP, your story is gonna be the same. So I don't.
I don't know. So then we have a little cute family scene at Pop's with former Mayor McCoy, former Sheriff Geller, and Josie and Kevin. And they're kind of like trying to subtly ask them about if they knew each other in high school and stuff like that. And they say they weren't friends back in high school. And Josie's like, so you didn't do any extracurriculars to get there? Which, like, okay, subtle. But Sierra did model UN and Volunteers for America. And Sheriff Keller was in the ROTC and did boxing. He says boxing, not wrestling, which I thought the whole thing was he was a wrestler, but
Yeah, I
whatever.
don't know. What high school has a boxing team? What?
He was very dangerous. I was so thrilled because I'm like, it's established part of his character. Like, that's why Kevin wanted to do wrestling, but like,
Yeah,
whatever.
whatever.
Riverdale Writers' Room, hire us. We remember. And so then they also asked them about, like, they say people are playing G&G again. Did you guys ever play in high school? And they say, like, no. No, we didn't.
Wasn't
No.
us. Never did that shit.
But guess what?
But guess what? They have news. We'll find that out later.
Yes.
Then Veronica and Elio arrive at a decommissioned rec center. And Veronica is very Monica poshing it up. She looks great. And then they're like inside in the pool, and there's a guy like on the ring, like in the ring in the bottom of the pool, like the platform thing that they're on, like warming up and like doing jabs. And Veronica's like, Elio, I'm so confused. Where are we? What's going on? And I'm like, girl, you're clearly at an illegal boxing match. Like, I don't know what else this could be.
I have so many questions. This is the real last Fight Club C episode we get, so I do still have more
I have
questions.
so many
Like,
questions about the
so
Fight
they
Club.
bring out Archie, who has like a burlap sack over his head, to which Veronica says, "I'd recognize those abs anywhere," which was funny.
Best
But I'm like,
slide.
why does the other guy get to warm up and like isn't? He's not brought out with a burlap sack over his head. Like, what is he, the home team? I don't understand the logistics of this.
I don't understand it either, but Archie's always being brought out with a burlap sack last. Like, it's always him second, never him first. And then Elio's just like, relax, Archie always wins. He'll be fine. Which, okay, sure. Afterwards, Archie is icing his hands in the locker room, and Veronica comes in, which, again, why put a burlap sack over his head to walk him into the pool if you're just gonna leave him alone in an unlocked locker room that anyone can walk into? Archie, why don't you just leave? Like, I have so many questions.
Love how they don't even attempt to show how Veronica like got down there without getting caught. They just have her show up. Like, they're like, we're not even gonna try to do something with that. Just like, okay, she's there. They can fuck for whatever. Like, they did
No,
not need to have the scene.
that was the other thing that really pissed me off. So then Veronica's like, oh my God, Archie, how are you? I haven't talked to you in like a month. I miss you, blah, 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 blah. And Archie just goes, I don't want to talk right now. And then they start fucking. And I'm just like,
It's just so weird, and it's such a weird like vision of what
so weird
teenage
and
boys
gross.
are like, because it's like, yes, they're horny, but they're also like children. Like, I feel like Archie would want to talk and like have the chance to cry, maybe. Like,
Yeah, I'm
they're
like, I
like, no.
feel like number one priority for Archie would not be fucking. Also, if I was Veronica, no offense, I'd be like, let's wait until you're out and can shower.
Yeah, and his hands are all bloody. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, like he just got punched in the face. Kissing can't be fun.
Yeah, so then we see after they're done, they finally talk for like 30 seconds, and Veronica's like, we're gonna find a way to break you out, don't worry. And Archie says that there's a drain under the ring that he could possibly escape through. Which sounds fucking terrifying to me. I'm claustrophobic though, but like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Really quickly, Jughead tells the Serpents that they're gonna play G&G tomorrow, and he looks creepy. And then Betty talks to Josie, Kevin and Reggie.
That's their ship
Kevin
name.
is their ship name. They should date. About their spy quests, and Kevin's like, we flopped, and Josie's like, and our parents are getting married.
Kevin is so focused on like telling Betty like he failed in the mission, and Josie's like having a mental breakdown.
Is so eager to please anyone and everyone because he has no self-esteem. And Josie's like, I'm dealing with my own issues.
We always need to pause to talk about something completely unrelated, but I'm watching Downton Abbey for the first time. And oh my God, Thomas is like the gay guy in that show. And I'm like, he went to the Kevin Keller School of Self-Hating Gays. Like,
No, he did.
they will not write that man an ounce of self-esteem.
They won't write him an ounce of self-esteem, and they will not write him a single break. Like he's always in the trenches doing evil things, and evil things are happening to him. Like, I just don't. That character was homophobic, if we're being
Literally
honest here.
is. Okay, and so I'm watching it because like we've watched The Gilded Age and it's the same Julian Fellowes, same writer, and I'm like, literally, what twink hurt him? Because in The Gilded Age there's also another gay character. He's not as evil, but it's like nothing good can ever happen to him either. I'm like,
Yeah. Oscar's like not evil in the same way, and also just more of a fuck up than like.
both so sad.
But they
Like,
are
I
both
don't
very sad.
think, yeah, as time goes on, like Thomas becomes less evil too, but just like shitty things keep happening to him. I'm like, give
Yeah.
him a break.
Yeah,
Anyway,
some can catch a break.
Kevin has no breaks coming this season. It only
No.
gets starting this episode, actually. He already is in some turmoil. But Betty is wearing a sleigh outfit. She's wearing like these a sunflower overall, but it's like overalls, but they're shorts.
Yes.
I don't know what you call those with a white shirt under it, but it's a sleigh.
I agree. Anyways, Reggie then reveals that when he asked his dad gave him a black eye, which is never addressed again. They're just casual, like Reggie's dad is abusive.
Yeah, it definitely comes up later, but this was like a weird time to introduce
To
that
introduce
plot
this.
line. It continues at least. At least
It
it's
does.
not
It's
just
not
like a
like
one-off.
it's not a one-off, but like it was just a, such a random moment to bring that up. Which has it happened already? I can't remember.
I think he's made some comments of like my dad. It was like something about like Fred or like being a
Because I
good
feel
dad,
there's a
and
whole
his dad
football
wasn't.
thing, if I remember
Yeah.
correctly, with it. Which was that season 2/1, or was that
No, wasn't it when it was
later?
like Jason is dead, so one of them had to be captain, and old Reggie, it was the previous Reggie was like,
Oh,
my
maybe it
dad like
was.
wouldn't would basically be mad if Archie was captain, not him, because he was on the football team.
Yeah. There's like a whole, I think maybe it's later. There's a whole thing where like Reggie's dad is at football practice and like literally abusing him on the sidelines.
Yeah, no, that like yeah, this I think it's this season that that plot line is
Okay.
expanded. So,
Things
yes,
to look
sad
forward to.
things to look forward to. We'll comment more on it, I guess, then. But before they can really like come up with a plan of what to do next, Veronica shows up and says that Archie has been caught up in a teen fight club and she needs their help to break him out.
Veronica, you're given the best plot lines in the season. Then Betty goes to talk to Jughead in the bunker, to like, inform him of what's going on and ask for his help. And she is serving in a like pink leather jacket over like a pink and white like little striped horizontal striped t-shirt. I don't know, it was very like pink ladies to me, and I liked it. Anyways, Jughead is like, "What's up, Betty? We're about to start our quest." And Betty says, "It's a long story, but I'm helping Veronica break Archie out of juvie," just like very casually, and it made me laugh so hard.
Jughead does not give a single fuck. Like,
No.
we're breaking Archie out, and Jughead's like, I already said I'd play a board game tonight, so I can't help. Like, isn't he
It's.
supposed to be your best friend?
It is even worse than that, though, because he's not even like, I don't know what you want me to do about that. He's like, no, that's a great idea for this board game session I'm about to do.
So what I thought happened in this episode is that when we see like the whole rest of the episode is them playing like this quest in G&G while the actual prison break is
Yeah.
happening in real life. And what I thought was happening was that like they were helping them escape, like they were coming up with the plan through a game of G&G, and then they would actually help them escape. But no, they just don't help. Like, it's two different groups of people. Like, the
Yeah.
G&G players just don't help Archie at all.
It's like supposed to bring up the thing of like Jughead earlier. It's like it only G&G only exists in Riverdale. It's really just an analog for the town. So I think it's supposed to be like showing how G&G reflects things that happen in Riverdale, but like it's just weird.
Yes, and it ends with the connection that kind of like reveals that maybe it's more than it seems. But I'm like, okay, if Sweepy and Fangs want to go off board so much, why can't they help with the
Yeah,
actual prison break? Like, they
help
would
with
be
the prison
helpful.
break. Whatever.
But Jughead,
Anyways,
yeah.
Betty's mad because of this and is like, you know what? Fuck it. Just stay here. I'm stealing your bike.
Which eight. Then we see.
What is this scene? What is
Archie,
this scene?
can I just say, Archie, like 5 minutes of screen time on his own prison break episode, and it's him literally getting branded, like kind of sexually assaulted in a way of being
Yeah.
branded like in a private area, which is just fucking insane. And then he's eating this nice meal with the warden, and he's basically like, I think I know what this means. And the warden's like, this is gonna be your final fight. They're just gonna kill him.
Yeah.
So then he gets to ask, like, to try to get some information at least, and ask how Hiram was able to frame him. And the warden is so, he was
He's just
cunty too.
a little, yeah, he's just like share, he's a little cunty. 'Cause he's just like, ask me questions, I'll give you answers because you're about to die, so it doesn't matter.
Because the way he was saying it too, when Archie asked how his friend, he was like, "Oh, it wasn't even hard. Like they, he, Hiram just went to the and found the guys from Shadow Lake and paid them all $10,000. So yeah, your life is worth $30,000."
It was so good. I was like, you ate him up. Which, thinking back on it for like a high schooler, I'm sure that like they're like, that's so much money. I have so much value. That's exciting. But like, no, girl.
No, it's not. Oh my
It's not.
gosh! I hope I'm worth more than $30,000.
I hope so too.
And then the warden says, like, then they had to like go into hiding so the police can't find them and take them in or whatever. And he was like, if I was them, people say they're hiding in Shadow Woods, but if I was them, I would hide in the mines by Shadow Lake. Wonder if that'll come up later.
I wonder. My thing is like, if I was them, I would leave town. Like, just leave. Anyways, then Archie's like, does Hiram own you? And the warden gives a very cryptic yes, I think.
He says his soul doesn't belong to any mere mortal.
Yeah, it's like very weird, but he's like, but I ha it's. It's like weirdly religious. It's a whole thing. And they don't unpack it really beyond the final scene of this episode. So then Jughead starts his quest with the Serpent Gang, and it's like a parallel, as we discussed, to Veronica's going-ons and trying to break out Archie. So that's happening this whole rest of this episode essentially is just like occasionally they'll cut back to the G&G game to show that it's paralleling what's happening. But Jughead's like, our quest is to rescue the Red Paladin, which I had to Google it, and a paladin is apparently a knight.
I also had to Google it.
Because
Because we are dumb.
we are uncultured. And then Veronica is like, we need to stick to the plan no matter what. And their plan, we don't get full details on, but it involves Josie, Kevin, and Reggie making something in the chemistry lab to cause a distraction. And Betty is the getaway driver. And I said, Siri, play Getaway Car by Taylor Swift.
Slay. Slay. So then we see before the action takes place, Archie is like, hey, to Joaquin, who's like getting him ready for the fight, I
I
guess,
don't know.
is like, something's gonna go down tonight. Like, you should try to escape too, basically. And then Joaquin kisses him, and the Jughead voiceover is like, it was Judas's kiss. And then Joaquin's like, I need to do this to ascend, and stabs him. Because like within all of this happens within like 30 seconds, like
There's
Joaquin kisses him for no reason.
no reason, absolutely no reason, other than I
I
guess Joaquin
guess.
is gay and drug and
Well,
Archie's
they're just
hot.
trying to say Judas's kiss, right? Like,
Yeah, it's like the kiss of betrayal, but like I feel like that doesn't.
yeah, you can convey the same theme without like actually having them kiss. Like, we understand the reference from the Bible. Like, people get
We
it.
got it. We understand.
So, like, is Joaquin, I guess, is Joaquin like interested in Archie, or is it just supposed to be like he feels, because if he feels bad, I think it's worse to randomly kiss a guy that doesn't want to kiss you.
Yeah, I guess it's he feels bad. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. There's, it just doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. No answers, no answers. So
Archie
yeah.
does promise to come back and get Joaquin before all of this too. So Archie's like, if you don't get out, I'll come get you. Don't worry. So like they have a weird relationship, I guess,
Yeah,
is what
but then
this
because
is.
Archie was, that's why I said before, Archie was like protecting Joaquin's body when they were shooting rubber bullets. Like, I'm like, what is this dynamic? They're not even friends. Like, when Archie first got to prison, like,
Yeah, Joaquin was like,
Joaquin was mean.
yeah.
Repressed gay thoughts? Question mark? I
I
don't know.
guess. This did remind me that one time when my friend savagely burned someone that wasn't there. Another friend referred to it as him shanking him in the ass with a knife, and it will always come to mind whenever someone shanks someone else.
Oh my God. Yeah, literally got shanked, Archie man.
She got shanked in the ass with a knife. That's what happened.
So then we see Reggie and Veronica show up looking very classy because they're trying to like get in. And then the guard guy asks for the password, but Veronica says the password from last time, and he's like, password changes every time, honey. And Cheryl decides to roll for an intimidation spell. So Veronica is like, I'm Monica Norton, daughter of Warden Norton. And they're able to get in. I like that she changed her name instantly from Monica Posh to
To
Monica
Monica
Norton.
Norton.
Like, this is
Iconic.
just an
It is.
alias of Monica Posh. It's not even an alias of Veronica at this point.
No, it's an alias of Monica Posh. It's also, I just, if this guy knows who Warden Norton is, just looking at him, that man doesn't have a family. So,
And I'm
instantly
like,
disbelief
really didn't even know like if he had
from
a
me.
daughter or not. Yeah, I don't know.
But anyways, this
It
also
works.
felt very unnecessary and aggressive. So in like part of this intimidation moment, Veronica says, my fiance, referring to Reggie, and I are here for the show. We want to see blood. The fighter's blood, yours, I don't really care. As long as it's red. Which felt gross and crazy to me. I was just like, this is so
It's
unnecessary.
like bad acting by someone trying to think of like what do the wealthy elites think of like normal people, but Veronica is the
The
wealthy
wealthy
elite, so you
elites.
feel like she'd be able to like do a better impression.
She could just be like she should have just been like, I'm here for the show and like, I'll
Why
get you
doesn't she
fired.
literally say, I'm the daughter of Hiram Lodge? Like, I feel like she could get in with that.
Like, yeah, and she knows that the mob is running this because Elio's the one who got her in the first time, and she knows that her dad is a big deal in the mobs. Just be like, I'm a lodge. Let me in, or Hiram will beat your ass.
Yeah, and I would if I was the guard at that point,
I'd
I'd
be
be like,
like,
come right in. Please come in. I don't want to get blackmailed to into this juvie and then have to be in the Fight Club.
I don't want to be Papa Poutine'd.
So then we see the other people that are actually helping with the breakout. Kevin is like bringing sodas around on a tray, which I'm like, one sodas, like they're serving like fucking pop around here, like not
Yeah.
even beer, but okay. Yes, and then the paladin is marched in and took it like the resurrected hellhound. Some of the parallels are just dumb because he's
They're
like
really
the
dumb.
resurrected Hellhound is has to fight the Paladin, and of course that's Mad Dog. I'm like, okay, not on the nose at all. Also, Jughead doesn't even know about Mad Dog, so what the hell?
Yeah, I don't it like it just it doesn't make sense, and I don't, if I remember correctly, it's never explained how Jughead would do this, so whatever. They tried. Archie obviously is like, yo, Mad Dog, what? It is shut.
Archie will never freaking learn. Like, yes, he thought Mad Dog died, so he's shocked. But then they have to like start fighting, and
Yeah.
Archie's like, "Don't fight me, you're my friend." Like, do you understand? You just had to fight other dudes that were your friend. Don't you understand this dynamic by now? It doesn't matter if you're friends. Mad Dog has to fight you.
Sometimes I wonder how Archie graduated kindergarten. And then
I wanted to deliver an Archie quote, but it hasn't happened yet.
no, it hasn't. And so then Mad Dog is just like ignoring this. Betty is sabotaging some cars outside. Josie, so Kevin brought in the pop as like a delivery boy. Josie is now posed as a waitress, which how did she get this job on such short notice? And like, who is, I have questions for the mob. And then about their hiring practices. She's passing around these cans for the distraction, and Veronica is like, oh, Josie's like, oh, I overheard the guards talking, and they said that Archie's going down. They're placing bets against him. So Veronica's like, oh, it's now or never. Let's get into position. Let's do this. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Then we see outside the like where the drain lets out. I guess how did they figure this out? I don't know. But wherever that is, it's locked. And Kevin's like, how do I unlock this? But then he sees Joaquin
The
running.
best. I need everyone to know. This made me scream. Is Kevin is like pulling on the gate and then notices the lock and just goes, now that's super annoying.
This man has no
It's
survival instincts at all. He's like,
so
oh,
funny.
there goes the whole operation.
Well, that's super. Like, it's the way he delivers it is not like genuine, it's like minor inconvenience level. It's like me getting an email at work at like 4:55 that I have to respond to that day. That is the level of annoyance that he's like, just like minorly annoyed.
Too much. He does, though. So he sees Joaquin run across the woods. And he's like, Joaquin. Joaquin says that Archie's done for. And that he needs to leave. Like, Kevin keeps trying to talk to him, but he is like, I need to go, I need to go. Which one? I'm like, why the fuck did they let Joaquin out? Like, just kill him too at this point.
No,
But I
why? What was the
guess
point? What was
word
the point
is
of
that
this?
he's an honest guy. He gets to ascend, but I'm like, isn't ascending die?
Ascending is
Whatever,
death. I
whatever.
don't.
We don't have time to unpack Joaquin's storylines. He's not that important. But yeah. So then Archie in the ring is like, we're gonna break out, like you should come with me. And Mad Dog is like, you'll need a head start. I can't fit through the drain. I already tried. I'm like, what? We need to unpack that. Cause what was, as much as I'm like, this plan is crazy. Mad Dog just trying to climb down the drain as if that would like lead to safety is even dumber. Question.
It's just like the drain at the bottom of the pool. Whatever. Anyways, why is
Doesn't
it big
let.
enough that humans can crawl through it? And why does it just lead to the outdoor world? Like, I have
Like,
whatever.
you are definitely killing the environment with this chlorinated water just being let out into the like grass.
Anyways, Betty arrives at the gate. The like grate that's blocking the drain, the exit, that's what I mean. And Kevin is like, Betty, can you handle this? I need to go after Joaquin. And Betty's like, my dude, we have a plan, but like, I guess
Kevin. You don't
Joaquin.
need to go after Joaquin. Like, you don't. He has been in juvie. He just escaped. You don't know the context. He literally says Archie is going to die. Like, you don't know what part he's played in any of this. I get you dated, like, 2 years ago?
Like a year, yeah.
But it's like, you really don't need to go after him. And fuck Archie. Like, he could ruin the plan and not save Archie just to go after Joaquin, who did escape. Like, Joaquin is fine. He escaped. Let's save
And
Archie.
like,
Let's focus.
based on Joaquin's conversation with him, it implies he's now a ghoulie. Like, Kevin.
I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever. Back at the pool, Veronica runs into Daddy. And he like obviously sees her and is like, I need you to, you're Veronica, you've been like caught. Stop whatever you're doing. And she says, sorry, Daddykins, but this is gonna hurt you a lot more than it will me. And then like impales his foot with her heel is the implication, but it literally just looks like she stomps on his foot.
I was like, wow, this is actually a sleigh, because when I took a self-defense class, what you should actually do, like, if someone grabs you, is like basically scrape their shin with your like shoe and then stomp on their foot. Like, that's the most painful thing. So I was like, huh, that is kind of like actual self-defense. So maybe Veronica is slaying, but they did have to girl bossify it by
They
being
did.
like, her heel impales his man foot.
Yeah, no, that's literally Jughead's like narration is like, because he calls Hiram the like black dragon or something. I can't keep track of the nerd stuff. And so then he's like, good job, you've impaled the black dragon with your spear. And I'm like, what?
Sure.
Sure.
So then Veronica has the chance to like get into position, and she gives the signal, and they all start throwing, like, her and Josie and Reggie.
Talk about this. Can we unpack what is happening right now? So they throw the cans into the pool and they're like letting off a tiny stream of smoke. Like just the least amount of smoke you have ever seen. Like this is the distraction. And so like obviously it's supposed to build over time, so I get it like immediately when you throw it in, it's not going to be the most smoky thing ever. But it takes a while for everyone to react to them throwing this in, which if I saw a can, like you're watching the fight, I guess, but if you out of your peripheral see a can flying in and there's smoke billowing out of it, like that's a red flag. You should pay attention to that. But whatever, no one pays attention to it. And
Everyone's
then
just kind of like WTF.
what? And then so they like throw them the smoke like is I guess working technically starts to fill the pool. Mad Dog tells Archie to go and is like, I'll hold off the guards as long as I can, but like, you need to go. Which, okay, cool. That's the whole point of the scene is this happening. But my takeaway was the last moment they're like showing Mad Dog fighting the guards, and there is just like, it's a little hazy, but like, you can see everything that is happening. What was the point of this?
I guess it's like more for a distraction. Yeah, this plan would not work if Mad Dog didn't hold off the cards, like 100%. So like, thanks to Mad Dog. But also, I'm like, why don't the guards just like shoot at least with rubber bullets? Because like, that's what they were doing earlier. So they clearly like aren't against that. But they just like go after him with like a baton, basically.
I feel like there's just so many better ways to like cause a distraction. Like do this, but also pull the fire alarm so people think it's a fire.
Yeah. Oh, you're so smart.
And not just like smoke billowing out of this like pool for no reason. Like it just, I have whatever.
Anyway, they
Whatever.
finally like clears up. The smoke clears up, and they realize that Archie has cr crawled down the drain, and the warden is like, "Find him." Yeah, so then Archie immediately, it seems like, I don't understand the timeline, but it seems like exactly like 1 minute passed, and Archie is like out by the
Because,
drain where Betty was.
I mean, I guess it has taken the whole time for like the smoke to clear and for them to move the platform.
Oh, true.
So I guess maybe it's been a minute, but it's like, why were you not immediately like, Archie is not here? Like, you can tell that he is not there. So why were you not already hunting for him?
I don't know. Archie is so dirty, and the fact that he was stabbed, I'm like, he escapes, and spoiler alert, he's fine, but I'm like, he gets an infection. Like, he, there's no way. This man is fine in the bunker.
Doesn't he get an infection? Isn't that?
Oh,
I think
maybe he
that
does. Wow, Riverdale writers on.
wasn't that. I know at some point he hallucinates,
I think so. I think he does.
and I think it's
But we'll
because
have
of
to
this.
see.
But it could be a different infection. I don't know. A lot happens to Archie this season.
We'll have to see. They're going to like chase him down, and the warden tries to get into his car, but of course it doesn't work because Betty sabotaged the cars, and they get on like motorcycles to go after him.
Well, because
Sure.
then a bike with like two people on it just starts zooming past them like full speed. And so the warden's like, go chase him. And so the like he puts the guards on the bike even though he can't go, which like why was that not already happening? I don't.
I don't know. So then the like two Betty and Archie are like on the motorbike trying to get past and going through the woods at fast speeds, and they're almost gonna get away with it. And Jughead is like, "What do you do? Do you keep like going forward and risk death if you make a single wrong turn?" And of course, the G&G gang is like, "Keep going, keep going." But then they do get stopped, and they're like, Jughead's like, "It was all for naught. You're caught." But guess what? It was Betty and Kevin on the bike, not Archie.
Yeah, so that was kind of slay. That was really cunt of them. Veronica is actually taking Archie to Reggie's car, which is like pulled off the side of the road, which the cops just drive right past. So Archie is getting away that way. Back in the bunker, all of the G&G players are like, "So Jughead, did we save the Red Paladin? Like, did we win?" And Jughead is like, I don't know. I was hoping to have an answer by now, but like, we don't have one." Like,
Yeah.
and
He's just
it's
like,
just
yeah,
like
I don't
really
know.
awkward.
IDK. Betty, I just wrote down, "Let him go or I'll miss you," because that's what Betty said.
He said. No, so the
Freak.
warden is like holding Kevin and shaking him by like the jacket, because he's wearing a serpent jacket. And he's like, "Where is the Red Paladin?" And he obviously Kevin is like expecting him to ask where Archie is. So then he asks where the Red Paladin is, and Kevin is like, "What?"
Still an insane response by Betty to threaten to
Yes.
mace the warden, but then they
Which
just let them go, which like I guess they have no proof they were involved. I don't know.
I don't know, but she's like, "Let us go or I'll mace you." But there's literally like armed troopers behind them with the guns pointed at them.
Right? And as much as I'm like, they have no proof they were involved, they were about to like just let Archie die. I feel like they
They
would have
don't care.
no problem like wrongfully imprisoning Betty and Kevin,
Anyways,
but
so
they let him go.
then he lets them go. Whatever. Back at the bunker, everyone is still confused. And then they start hearing some banging and they're like, "What's going on?" And then Archie literally drops, like flops down the entire 8 foot drop into the bunker, lands like on his side. It is crazy.
He doesn't hallucinate from the obvious concussion he would have gotten from that. Because what the
He has
fuck was
multiple
that?
broken bones. Like those ribs, no.
Just don't understand what happened. Like, we get no further context about that. But I'm like, no one was like, Veronica wasn't like, "I'll go down first and then we'll get Kevin and Reggie and whoever to like lower you down slow."
They were like, "We're just gonna drop him in like a bag of flour." It is genuine. If you don't like watch the episodes or don't want to watch the episodes or whatever, because our description of them is just so good, you don't need to watch them anyway. So like,
Exactly.
you should go pull up Netflix and fast forward to this point in the episode simply to see the video of Archie dropping, because it
Just
is
like the last
so
5 minutes, just watch
funny. It is so
it.
funny.
And then we see no follow-up to this. We just see Tony bandaging up Archie, and his stab wound.
Which
And
she appears to just be being like, "You have a stab wound. Let me put a band-aid on it."
I was so confused because they're literally all sitting around watching Tony do this. I'm like, is Tony some sort of like medical professional? What?
Yes. Is she the healer in the G&G game? Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Archie says that Joaquin stabbed him, and Veronica then sees his brand, his branding, his brand. What is it? And she is obviously like freaked out about this. And
Yeah.
she's like, someone needs to stay with Archie at all times. And then, as a parallel to last episode, they all make a pact that they don't know anything about what just happened here tonight.
It's also less of a pact and more Veronica just telling them this, which is
Yeah.
funny to me. She says we're part of a pact now, but they don't agree necessarily. Then Hermione, finally back in the series, is yelling at Hiram for being stupid and letting Archie escape from an underground fight club. And she's like, this
No,
looks.
I'm trying to say she's mad that Archie was in the fight club.
Yeah.
She does not support the concept of the
That's
fight
true.
club.
That's true. That statement was misleading. She's mad that Hiram let him be in a fight club that he escaped from. And then so she's like, and this looks extra bad because I accepted donations from the warden. Like, this is so bad for me. And Hiram's like, don't worry, we can get ahead of this. Then Veronica gets home and Hermione starts yelling at her too. And she says to Hiram and Veronica, your guys' obsession with Archie will destroy us, which is so funny because I just know deep down, she knows that her husband is crushing on her daughter's boyfriend.
This does give us like the glimpse of Hermione's perspective on this whole situation because I feel like we've not talked about that before. Like, what would, oh my God, what would you think? Like, if
I
that was
don't
your, because they have an interesting relationship and we see that in the first couple seasons, like when they're not
know.
really a team and then they've seemed to like come together and be a team again. But yeah, I don't think she appreciates, as she says it, his
Yeah.
obsession with Archie
Archie.
Andrews.
I said in my notes, I said, do we think she or do we think she knows her husband wants to be Archie's daddy?
He 100% does. Oh my gosh.
Anyways, then she storms out and is like, I'm gonna have to deal with your guys' fuck ups.
Girl boss. So then at Pops, Josie and Kevin and Reggie are all there, and Kevin is worried about Joaquin, and Reggie is just excited because he's like, are we gonna do it or not? And they start playing Griffins and Gargoyles.
Yeah,
Dun dun
over the
dun.
radio, there's like an announcement, like they're like in like those really cheesy, scary story things where they come over the radio and they're like, a prisoner has escaped. Archie Andrews is on the run and expected to be dangerous and hiding in his hometown of Riverdale. And they all just like look at each other like, sus.
Then we
Then.
see there the branding that Archie got looks like the Griffins and Gargoyles, like the, I guess, gargoyle symbol,
I
whatever.
he
Just
I Jughead just says it looks like a runic symbol used in the game.
yes, it's the one we've seen that I think is supposed
Yeah.
to be like just the gargoyle or the Gargoyle King. And they're like, is the warden the Gargoyle King? And Betty's like, Jughead, you need to go home and sleep. You sound
Yes.
fucking crazy.
Yeah, Jughead is like, I think maybe the warden could be the Gargoyle King, and Betty's like, go to bed. Please, you need to sleep. And Jughead agrees, and it's like, I think Archie's trials might just be beginning, though. Which, okay,
Poetic.
whatever. Then the warden is in his office, and he's holding a G&G quest card that says, "Kill the Red Paladin." So things are suspicious. Things are creepy. Then the like guard comes in and is like, Hermione wants to talk to you, and he's like, okay, cool, I'll be right there. But then he kills himself.
Yes. So he's like, I failed. Something like I failed. And then
Yeah.
breaks the cyanide thing into the goblet and takes the blue, what do they call it? Fresh
Fresh
aid
aid.
that we've seen many times at this point.
Yeah.
Yep. And
And
then
then
Jughead is watching the last scene. I'm like, why not end it there? But Jughead is watching her walking home, and in the woods he sees the Gargoyle King.
yeah, and then like the Gargoyle King like turns and looks at him and Jughead bows, and that's the end of the episode. Which,
Okay.
okay, I like see what they were trying to do there.
Yeah, to be like he's gone. I don't know. The whole thing where I'm like, I feel like it could have been a little more subtle or a little more slow of like Jughead going. Just everything we even like he sounds crazy, but he's still like against the Gargoyle King at this point because he's like the warden could be the Gargoyle King, like,
Yeah.
like still seeing him as a villain. So then to have him just bow to the Gargoyle King, I'm like, what? Like,
I don't
we get it. Gingy affects your mind.
know. Yeah, the descent into madness is very quick with G and G, it seems.
Yeah. Okay. What was your outfit of the episode?
I think my outfit was Betty's like pink lady outfit with the pink jacket. It was a sleigh. It was a underrated sleigh, I think.
It was a sleigh. She just looked at she had her hair
Betty
down.
just
That's why.
she
Anytime
looks
she has
good the
her hair
whole
down, I'm like,
episode.
she looks so hot this episode, and it's literally just because they didn't make Lily Reinhart pull all of her hair back into the goddamn ponytail. Free Lily Reinhart, by the
The
way.
iconic and beyond reproach ponytail. Thank you very much.
Iconic, yes. Beyond reproach. I'm gonna have to go with Josie's sleigh
Yeah.
skirt outfit. It was so casual. It wasn't anything like special. It was just what she was wearing to school, but it was a sleigh.
So true. What was your quote of the episode?
There were several good quotes in this one. I'm kind of debating between two. You do yours first to see if you cover one of them.
Oh, okay. I what was it?
Okay, I'll go
Oh,
with
okay, it was Betty's. It's a long story, but I'm helping Veronica break Archie out of juvie.
it wasn't either mine. I'll go with I'd recognize those abs anywhere.
Yeah, I was saving that one for you. What was your other one gonna be?
I wanted to see this obsession you both have with Archie Andrews will destroy us. Ah, we also didn't say, like, she delivers that line, like, she had to like make it convincing and she really tried.
Yes,
She's like,
she
it
really
will
tried.
destroy us.
What the She was doing the most. I think it was there were a lot of like offhand, like subtle moments of like insane comments that were just so funny to me. Like the Betty one, the Kevin one, where it's now that's annoying.
Even I'd recognize those abs
As
anywhere. Like,
anyone.
I feel like in season one, they'd give that like a pause to
They
like really
would.
let us ruminate with it, but it just like immediately goes to like the dude beating up Archie.
Which it should on that, like it makes them better because it's just like it feels like more of a fever dream when you hear those lines and they just immediately move on.
It feels like, wow, Veronica really talks like this, huh?
Yes.
This was a overall slay of an episode.
It was.
I'm excited for the next couple episodes, I think. What's gonna happen with Archie? What's gonna happen with our Red Paladin?
The Red Paladin. There's so much ground to cover in this season still. And I know Archie is out of juvie now, which you would think would be like the majority of his plot lines in this season. But like, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, oh no, we have so much to do, so much to cover.
One of the most, to me, one of the most iconic episodes of Riverdale is coming up soon, and it's not the Heather's episode, though that one is also
That one is
iconic,
the
but that's
most
not the one
iconic
I'm thinking of.
episode.
Who should we do for Kinsey Scale? I said, oh, I said we need to do Elio, so I don't know if
Yes.
he's.
No, I also wrote that
I
down.
feel
I was
like
like, we
he
should do
comes
Elio.
back. Yeah, he definitely comes back
He
for this season,
does.
I think, but we could still do him. So we're doing Pitsy scale, which is the heterosexuality to homosexuality scale from 0 to 6. Elio, do we remember his last name?
Mob Sun guy.
Mob son. He definitely has one because we've like met his dad, I think. But oh gosh, Elio. Okay. I think I have mine.
I think I have mine too.
I will say I don't remember where his character goes at all, so I'm
Me
really just
neither.
winging it on this one. But you ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Oh, okay, we're pretty close.
Wow. Okay, I said three, Evan said two. Do you want to start?
I can. So I think part of it might be that I'm being thrown off by the fact that I don't know if he is or not, but this actor is giving gay.
Every episode.
Like, there's something about him where I'm just like, I just know that you run a gay thirst trapped Instagram. Like, it's just the energy he exudes in his appearance, in his like mannerism. I'm like, I can see it. You post a lot of shirtless selfies on a beach. I can see this journey for you. So that might be affecting things here. But I will say, Mob Sign, that's heterosexual. That's like very. We're doing crime, but like inherited wise, like not, I don't know. It's just very heterosexual. But he's an engine, he's like an innovator. He's going forward. He is hanging out with Veronica, who we all know loves a gay. So it's giving maybe bye to me. That's where I land.
I quickly tried to Google him, but he's not that famous of a Wikipedia page, so I can't tell you anything. It doesn't say that he's married at all, so it doesn't really give us anything. He's Australian, though,
Oh,
so good for him, I
good for him.
guess. Has seems to be in some oh, what do you call that? What's the Christmas channel that
Hallmark?
has all the Hallmark? Seems to be in a lot of Hallmark type of movies, so
He
that's.
has a Hallmark face, which
That's
also
not
reads as
surprising.
gay.
He does. Okay, so he, you haven't got to this character in Degrassi yet, but he reminds me of Declan from Degrassi, and it's just because of the eyebrows. It's like his whole character is just eyebrows. That's how I feel about Elio. Brows. But yeah, he does. He has like a certain cockiness that's very different from like Nick Sinclair cockiness. Like that's like
Yeah.
gang son, that straight cockiness. He's like a little more like sexy about it, so I feel like, he'd be down for a lot. I feel like he'd be down for whatever, so I went with three.
I agree. I'm there with you on that. It's like he just seems more open to things, not in like a good way necessarily, just like generally is more open to things.
Yes, and I like that he like wheels and deals with Veronica. Like, I just feel
Yeah.
like that's kind of a sleigh. And like the whole thing, he's like the casino son, where Nick Sinclair, what was his family's business? I don't know. It wasn't like as sexy as casino, so
Music, something to do with the music industry.
yeah. So yeah, that's Elio sleigh.
And yeah.
That's all. Anything else?
I don't think so. I honestly don't even remember what's going to happen in the next few. Like, I have general ideas of plot lines that are about to come up. At some point in the season, but I cannot tell you like what's going to happen in the next episode, which is exciting for me.
It was, and this episode was such a slay. I'm excited.
Was.
We'll see you next week. And remember,
It
it
gets
better.
better. You can, reach out to us, let us know what your thoughts are on the episode. We'd love to hear from you. Hear what your favorite iconic fits of the episode or your favorite quotes of the episode are. You can reach out to us at cherylsbwords@gmail.com, or you can tweet at us at cherylsbitches, or find us on Instagram at cherylsbitches and TikTok at cherylsbitches as well. So that is cherylsbwords@gmail.com if you want to send us an email, and cherylsbitches on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Check us out, please.